So, welcome to Local News and Features Batch number 5. It's Tim and Liz, and we have 4 headlines for you coming up. We've also got the one and only quiz with Liz, and we're going to have those questions for you as well before we go into the news. So, the headlines coming up, mine are queues out the doors, amazing Westport Lake Cafe reopens, and Neil Morrissey, another foodie one, quits North Staffordshire pub after 10 years. In residency. And Lizzie's headlines are all:
the outstanding North Staffordshire school that changes children's lives, and disgusted David slams Avanti West Coast as he struggles to visit elderly mum.
So now we're going to have the one and only quiz with Liz questions.
Number one, if somebody is unfortunate enough to be defenestrated, what happens to them? Number two, what species of whale is now being seen more regularly in English waters? Number three, where is Britain's most northerly cathedral? It's known as the Light of the North. Number four, which word can describe a garden pest, a draught of drink, or a bullet? A word that describes all those three things. Number five, which 19th century English painter's works include rain, steam, and speed? Number six, Brock is an old English name for which creature? Number seven, which of Snow White's 7 dwarfs has a name that isn't an adjective? Only one of them. 6 of them are all adjectives. Number eight, which is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in any of the names of the US states? So 25 letters are in the US states, which is the one that's missing? Number nine, what is the highest mountain in Greece? It's also home to the gods in Greek mythology. Number 10, how many sides are there on a 50 pence piece? And finally, the bonus question. You can get 3 points for this if you're very, very knowledgeable. There are 3 national parks in Wales. Can you name them? I'll give you extra points if you can name them in Welsh. And that's my quiz.
That's wonderful. We'll have a little ponder on those, and in a further batch, a little bit later on, we will give you the answers. So the first story is queues out of the door as amazing Westport Lake Cafe reopens. Diners queued out the door at the opening of Stoke-on-Trent's newest cafe, Westport Lake View Cafe, which opened this week after being closed for 6 months. The visitor centre has undergone an impressive revamp and opens 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. The lease for the cafe was advertised last year, and 3 women who worked together for 12 years decided to bid for it. Amy Mansfield, 36, of Biddulph, Corrine Mannon, age 44, of Bradley, and Joe Upton, age 52, of Patmore, tendered for the lease, and their plans for the centre saw them off competition from 5 other bidders. Amy told Stoke-on-Trent Live, "We've worked together for the last 12 years at a care home in Stoke, providing community care. We were looking for a venue to hold evening sessions for adults with learning difficulties, and we decided we would give this a go. We will open 7 days a week and we have 12 staff. It will be a community hub and there'll be lots of activities during the school holidays, as well as mental health sessions, clubs, and there'll also be a pool table. The startup menu, which the team intends to build upon, includes cheeseburger, veggie burger, hot dog, tuna crunch panini, cheese and ham panini, minted lamb pie, chicken pie, steak pie, meat and potato pie, sweet potato and spinach pie, chicken and bacon pie, lot of pies, Cornish pasty, cheese and onion pasty, and sausage rolls. There will also be weekly specials. They also sell Snugbury's ice cream waffle sandwiches, and at weekends they'll serve waffles, pancakes and milkshakes. Jo is a talented baker who also bakes the cakes herself. She said it's been hard work, so much work needed doing. We still have got some teething issues where the council needs to come out and get some things fixed. But I am happy and there's going to be lots going on throughout the year. I'm pleased that we were busy and people were queuing out the door for the first few hours. I'm doing all the bacon, all of the baking presently, and they're all my own recipes. I've always enjoyed baking cakes, and I do bake on stage at Cake International. We will be holding Cake on the Lake 8 times a year, and I will be hosting it with Melanie Underwood, who runs Cake International. Over to Liz, who's going to read the next story for us in Batch 5.
The outstanding North Staffordshire school that changes children's lives. An outstanding North Staffordshire special school has been hailed by Ofsted inspectors. The education watchdog said Cicely Horton in Wetley Rocks significantly improves children's lives and experiences. It comes after a recent inspection of the residential special school. The Ofsted report says Cicely Horton provides highly effective services that consistently exceed the standards of good. It adds, the actions of the school contribute to significantly improved outcomes and positive experiences for children and young people. The school was previously rated outstanding in 2023. The latest report states, since the last inspection, children have continued to make exceptional progress at this school. Staff ensure that children thrive in a loving, caring and supportive environment. Staff are passionate about providing excellent care and enjoy the time they spend with children. This outstanding child-focused approach significantly improves children's lives and experiences. Children's views are at the heart and forefront of the school and residents. Regular residential forums and school council meetings support children to share their views, which are acted on by staff. Children feel valued and their feedback is overwhelmingly positive. Staff ensure that children who have experienced previous challenges in education flourish and achieve. For example, children's attainment, attendance, behaviour, social skills, independence, communication and confidence all improve. Children who attend the residential provision make remarkable progress from their starting points. Children enjoy spending time with their friends. For many children, the residential provision provides them with their only opportunity to have fun with their friends outside of school. Children's parents and carers are an integral part of the school and residents. One parent said that the school has been life-changing for their child. It adds, leaders have created an outstanding safeguarding culture in the school. There is an effective system in place for reporting and addressing any concerns. Staff receive safeguarding training that is regularly refreshed and updated. The head of care, who is the designated safeguarding lead, has an excellent understanding of children's needs. Consequently, children flourish in a safe and supportive environment. Staff receive high-quality induction, reflective and regular supervision, and annual performance development reviews. These are aligned to the ethos of the school, the team's needs, and individuals' own areas of development. There are also robust daily handovers and weekly development meetings. These systems support staff to develop in their role, work as a team, and provide children with consistently outstanding care. Leaders and staff develop and maintain excellent relationships with professionals. They go above and beyond to advocate for children to ensure that children receive the best possible support in all areas of their lives.
Right, so my next story now is Neil Morrissey quits North Staffordshire Pub after 10 years. Actor Neil Morrissey has pulled out of running his North Staffordshire Pub, MSW Pub Company, led by Neil and fellow shareholders Richard Slingsbury and John Sykes, operated the Plume of Feathers in Barlaston for the past decade, but SW Group has now decided not to renew its lease with Punch Pubs. Instead, the team is looking for a freehold venue. Now a new operator has been sought for the Station Road venue. An MSW group spokesperson said that Neil Morrissey and the directors would like to thank Punch for their support over the past decade and offer their best wishes to the management and staff at the Plume of Feathers for continued successes in the future. Punch Pub's chief executive Andy Spencer added, "We'd like to thank Neil, Richard and John for their hard work and dedication over the past 10 years in making the Plume of Feathers an exceptional pub business. Their passion and commitment has been instrumental in its success, and we wish them all the very best in their new ventures. As we look to the future, our priority remains ensuring that the Plume of Feathers continues to thrive at the heart of the community for many years to come." Neil had a troubled childhood growing up in Care in Stoke-on-Trent. His humble beginnings started in Stafford, and he spent the majority of his childhood in Care, including a six-year stint in Penkall's Children's Home from 1974. His life changed for good when he discovered a love for acting at Thistley Hough High School in Penkall, and his acting credits now include Bob the Builder, Line of Duty, Death in Paradise and Unforgotten. While studying for his A-levels at Stoke-on-Trent Sixth Form College, he realised that his time in Care would end at the end of his first year, aged 17, with the bleak prospect of a move to a working boys' hostel that could end his academic and dramatic career. A solution was found through the family of his friend Mark Langston, who fostered Neil until the summer of his 18th birthday, and he would go on to perform at Stoke Schools Theatre, Stoke Repertory Theatre and Stoke Original Theatre. Such was his talent, his application to Guildhall School of Music and Drama resulted in an unconditional offer. He shot to fame in the mid-1980s as dim biker Rocky in the ITV drama series Boone, before securing the role of Tony in popular sitcom Men Behaving Badly. So over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in Batch 5.
Disgusted David slams Avanti West Coast as he struggles to visit elderly mum. A passenger has lodged an official complaint with Avanti West Coast after its unreliable service left him struggling to visit his mum. Company director David Lowell moved from Stoke-on-Trent to London in 2005. He cannot drive and likes to visit his dementia-hit mum in a North Staffordshire care home every other weekend. But the 41-year-old says he is plagued by Avanti West Coast cancellations, fewer trains, and most recently Sunday strikes, which have now been called off by the RMT union. David said, "My mum is in a care home in Nipersley, so every couple of weeks I need to come back and see everyone. I tend to come on the Saturday and stay overnight before returning on the Sunday. I like to get there as much as possible, but this situation with the trains really does restrict me from supporting my family. It used to be okay when Virgin operated the West Coast Main Line, but since Avanti took over, it's been getting progressively worse, with frequent cancellations, fewer trains, and what was going to be 5 months of Sunday strike action. It's a real pain. Now it takes me around 6 hours to get back to London, and it's just not feasible. There are just no trains. Now I normally have to get a coach to Stafford and get a slower northern train down." David accepts Avanti does still have direct trains running from Stoke-on-Trent to London on Sundays, but he added, "It's a massively rigid service. It's a lot slower than it used to be, and there are limited tickets as well. So if you do get on a train, it's difficult to get seats. I travel up with my little boy, so I can't expect him to stand up for the whole journey." He added, "I love Stoke-on-Trent, but the transport is terrible. Tourism is the jewel in the Nile for Stoke-on-Trent, and if people can't come up to visit, it's terrible for the local economy." David already has the support of Stoke-on-Trent North MP David Williams. Mr. Williams said, "I completely sympathise with David's frustration. As a regular Avanti West Coast passenger, I know how unreliable the service can be. Avanti West Coast is failing both passengers and staff. A reliable, safe and affordable transport system is central to our plan for change. We need a modern railway that delivers better services for passengers and better value for taxpayers. That's why this government is bringing train operators back into public ownership." Avanti West Coast is hoping to find a permanent resolution regarding the RMT strike. An Avanti West Coast spokesperson said, "We are pleased that our train managers have voted to accept our latest offer to resolve the dispute over rest day working. We've worked together to find a resolution that is right for our train managers as well as the company, and are now looking forward to continuing to grow our business. This is a significant step in the right direction, providing certainty for both colleagues and customers as we head into what is traditionally one of our busier periods as leisure travel increases during the spring and summer. We would also like to thank our customers for their patience during this industrial action. Customers are advised to check the Avanti West Coast website for the latest updates on tickets and timetables for Sundays, which were due to be affected by strike action up to and including the 25th of May." But I thought those strikes had finished. I'm asking Tim now.
I think they were put on hold. I don't know that they've completely been ruled out in the future. I think that we can still get
right.
It's not totally been resolved.
Because my little relative who came up to watch Pet Vale, I made a Vale fan. He originally.
I'm sure he isn't little.
He's big. He's tall. He came to see. I brought him to see Vale a long time ago when he was a little lad. He comes from Northern Ireland. He came up with his now wife on Saturday. A couple of weeks ago, and he had no trouble getting a train back to London.
Yeah,
or a
because
train,
they
or
cancelled. Well, they cancelled strikes. Normally.
Yeah.
They've had strikes for weeks on a Sunday, and it's caused absolute chaos. I'm going to have to travel in May on a Sunday, and I'm dreading it because I hate train travel on a Sunday. It's an absolute nightmare. It's so expensive. It's twice as expensive on a Sunday as it is any other day.
Is it?
Because of demand, yeah.
I didn't ask it. His train was 3 o'clock back on the Sunday, and it was on time and it was excellent. He'd come up on the bus the last time he came up to Vale, and that was a nightmare. I think it was 5 hours.
Oh, well,
and
that is when I get the National Express.
Yeah, he decided to splash up out on a train. Anyway, that's my little knowledge about trains. Hopefully the strike is sorted.